Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here inviting you to the 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts, including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy.
Well, active pressure midweeks opening the door for additional technical pressure for the last two trading sessions of March. Even though most contracts still remain above the short-term support levels from early March, the break below 126.65 in April contracts sparked a market reversal and increased liquidation. Trades expected to remain sluggish this morning, although the overall tone of the complex continues to weaken following the early development of cash cattle trade at some fairly cheap money. Traders are watching the overall outside market direction, which had a significant impact on midweek price levels for follow-through pressure in the coming days and weeks. Follow-through buyer support is expected in nearby spot-traded hog futures today. Following continued support in cash and wholesale pork values, traders continue to focus on the direction of trade and news of any agreement with China. This may limit overall direction as the recent market rally still has room to move lower before renewed buying steps back into the market. Now, on the grains, the wheat markets are trading lower but have mainly oscillated inside the range dating back to mid-March. Export sales are on tap later this morning, although it is difficult to expect an incredibly supportive figure given how hard it is to move wheat around the country at the moment. Data last week saw the Canadian Grain Commission release their February shipments. Corn futures are weaker this morning, attempting to close lower for the third session in a row after prices failed at the 50-day moving average. Many have taken note of the size of the record managed fund short position in corn, but up to this point, no one has been certain whether funds would cover their position or defend it if pressed. Based on the first day of the 50-day moving average since the end of February, it would appear they are willing to defend that position. Soybeans are higher, bouncing back from yesterday's double-digit losses. Wednesday's lows were the lowest prices for the May contract since the end of November, as the rejection of the 200-day moving average on 321 and 322 appears to be carrying a fair amount of weight. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle down 65 cents, 126.25. June down 112 at 119.60. April feeder cattle down 32 cents, 145.90. May was down 27 cents at 149.52. April hogs up 160 at 81.32. May was up 2 cents at 86.67. Kansas City wheat, May up a penny and a quarter at 444 and a half. July was up 1 and a quarter at 452 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May up a quarter penny at 469 and a half. July was up a half at 470. May corn down 3.5, 373 and 3/4. July was down 3.5 at 383 and a half. May soybeans down 13 and a quarter cents at 887 and a half. July was down 13 and a quarter at 901. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.